We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us. We're trusting the Lord will use our broadcast and make it a blessing to you today. Father, we are truly thankful for your goodness and your mercy, for your love and for your grace. And we're thankful that you have made it possible through our Lord Jesus Christ for us to be an overcomer. We're thankful for the opportunity of sharing this broadcast service with this precious congregation today. And we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will use us and use the broadcast to make it a blessing to hearts. You see our congregation, you love each one, you know their needs, and we're asking you to minister to them, for we know that you are a gracious and a loving Heavenly Father. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Beyond the borders of time, there's a beautiful land. The word of God is glory on pearls. And by the grace of God, I someday will call it my home. I never miss heaven for the world. I'd never miss seeing Jesus. I'd never miss seeing loved ones who've gone on before. I'd never trade forever for a few days down here. I'd never miss heaven for the world.
Title for our subject today, Lessons from the Life of Judas. Reading from Mark chapter 3, verses 13, 14, and 15. And he goeth up, speaking of Jesus, and he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him, and he ordained 12. That they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sickness and to cast out devils. In looking at the life of Judas, we will notice three things, especially. Number one, he was an apostle of Jesus Christ. Number two, he betrayed Jesus. And number three, he was regretful. Now, in Mark chapter 3 and verse 19, and Matthew chapter 10 and verse 4, and Luke chapter 6 and verse 16, all of these scriptures list Judas as being one of the 12 apostles. So Jesus is the one who chose the 12. And he goeth up into a mountain, as I have just read, and calleth unto him whom he would. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him. And Judas Iscariot was one of the 12. Judas, along with the others, was told, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 through 8. Now, Judas sat at Jesus' feet, and learned of his teachings just like the rest of them did. He was taught the gospel, And he heard about the kingdom of God, according to Luke chapter 8 and verse 1. And he was one of the 12 that was sent out when Jesus sent out them two by two. Judas was one of two of the group of 12 that was sent out. He was a faithful disciple. I emphasize that point. He was a faithful disciple before his betrayal and was trusted to be treasurer for the little band. Yes, the rest of them had confidence in Judas, and he carried the bag, the Bible tells us. So he was trusted, and he was trusted to the point that he carried the little bag or the treasury for the group. He heard Jesus tell about being betrayed. Yes, Judas was there when Jesus spoke about being betrayed. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death. Matthew chapter 20, verses 17 and 18. So Judas knew that Jesus knew that he would be betrayed. Judas is referred to as a betrayer, a traitor, and a thief. The scriptures do not reveal just when Judas lost his experience. And beloved, regardless of whether people want to deny it or believe it or not, he did have an experience. Jesus Christ did not call a sinner to be one of the 12. He did not ordain one who was a sinner to be a part. He did not give a sinner power to preach the gospel, to cast out devils, to heal the sick. And so Judas, who is referred to as a betrayer, a traitor, and a thief, the scriptures tell us that he was, at first, a faithful disciple, trusted by the 12, and he was given power, just like the rest of them, to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, and to cast out devils. Now, the time Mary anointed Jesus' head and feet with spikenard, which was during the first or the last week of Jesus' sojourn on earth, and they were having a meal for him over there at Bethpage, and Jesus was there, and also the one Lazarus that he had raised from the dead was also there. And many of the people came, not only because of Jesus, but they came because of Lazarus and of his being raised from the dead. And while Jesus was there for this meal, here came Mary, and there were a number of Marys listed in the scriptures. Here came this Mary with a very valuable spikenard of oil, a spikenard of incense, and it was very costly. And there were a number of those who murmured and complained and accused her of wasting it. And Judas was one of those that was critical of her. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. That's John chapter 12, verses 4, 5, and 6. And by the time that this happened, and of course John wrote this some years later, but by the time this happened, where the woman anointed Jesus for his burial, according to what Jesus said, he said, Leave her alone, for this which she has done shall be spoken of her throughout the whole world, wherever the gospel is preached. And of course, I am mentioning it on today's broadcast. But Judas, by that time, had backslid. He had gone back on the Lord, and he was a thief. although he carried the bag. And doubtless, one of his reasons for wanting this to be sold and put in the bag was so that he could steal some of it. It seems so easy for people to criticize others. Jesus said, "Why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, 'Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye,' when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to put out the mote that is in thy brother's eye." Luke chapter 6, verses 41 and 42. And so Judas was among those who criticized. And I say, it's very easy for people to criticize others. But what about Judas? What about what he had done? When was he in a position to criticize someone else after what he had done? Judas had heard Jesus say, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." Luke chapter 12 and verse 15. Yes, Judas heard Jesus warn against covetousness, and yet Judas became covetous. That is what motivated him to betray Jesus, was covetousness. The Jewish leaders needed someone to reveal Jesus' evening repose to them, because they didn't want to try to take Jesus during the daytime in the presence of the multitude. They were afraid, according to Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 and 15. And here we read, "Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priest and said unto them, 'What will ye give me, that I will deliver him unto you?' And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver." And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. So the Pharisees and Jewish leaders did not want to take Jesus in the daytime. So they wanted someone to help them to find out where he stayed in the evening. And Judas Iscariot came to them, and he told them, in effect, "I know that you want to take him, and I know what his habit is, and so what will you give me? What will you pay me?" And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And then comes the Passover. This was after Judas had gone to these Jews and had agreed to betray Jesus. He went back to his group, and then comes the Passover supper. And Judas was there in the upper room with the rest. Before the supper ended, he leaves the upper room and goes to the people that were to arrest Jesus and leads them to the place of prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus tells us Judas, which betrayed him, knew the place. John tells us that Judas knew the place when he went and betrayed him, for Jesus oftentimes resorted thither with his disciples. Let me say another word in regard to what happened in the upper room. Jesus laid aside his outer garment, and he girded himself with a towel, and he washed the disciples' feet. And Judas Iscariot was there. And Judas allowed Jesus to wash his feet. While they were eating the Passover supper, Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." John said, "Is it I?" And Peter said, "Is it I?" And doubtless Judas also said, "It is I." And Jesus said, "He it is that dippeth in the sop with me." And of course, that was Judas Iscariot. And Judas went out before Jesus instituted what we know as the Lord's Supper. He went out into the dark, the Bible tells us, and he went to the chief priests and told them to get their guards ready, because he was ready to lead them to where Jesus was. After the Passover supper, they sang a hymn and went out. They went down across the Kidron Valley into the area called the Garden of Gethsemane. And of Gethsemane meant a place of an oil press. And Judas knew that Jesus often resorted there. And so he takes the guards from the temple, the soldiers, and they go to the garden, and there he betrays them into their hand. The one that I kiss, that's the one that you want. And so he goes up to Jesus and says, "Hail, Master." And Jesus even referred to him as friend. Nevertheless, he was the one that betrayed Jesus. Now, after Jesus was taken back across the Kidron Valley, taken to the high priest, given a mock trial, and then taken before Pilate, Judas realized that Jesus was not going to deliver himself. I am persuaded that one of the ways that the devil was successful in getting Judas to do what he did was he told him, "You can betray him into their hands, you can get your money, but Jesus will deliver himself just like he did up there at Nazareth and just like he did when they took up the stones." But when Judas saw that Jesus was not going to deliver himself, he returned the money to the chief priest. They wouldn't take it, so he threw it down on the floor. And he went out, and he repented. Now, the Greek word repent, translated here in connection with Judas, does not mean that he repented with godly sorrow or a change of heart, but rather simply regretted without any true change of character or change of heart, because he thought that Jesus would deliver himself. And when he saw that Jesus was not, then he regretted it. But he was not regretting with godly sorrow, and he was not repenting with godly sorrow. After he tried to give the money back, they wouldn't take it. He threw it down on the floor, and he went out, got a rope, climbed up in a tree, tied the one end of the rope around the limb of the tree, the other end of the rope around his neck, and he jumped out and doubtless hung there until his body putrefied and his head separated from his body. For the Bible says, "And he falling down, and his bowels gushed out." Now, this is a very serious lesson from the life of Judas, and it tells us that a Christian can fall and be lost. Now, I realize there are those in the religious world who teach once saved, always saved, regardless of what you may do. And there are those who preach predestination. If you're predestined to be saved, you're going to be, and if not. But remember, Judas was one of the 12, and Jesus Christ is the one who chose him and ordained him and gave him power to preach the gospel, to cast out devils, to heal the sick. And we read in the first chapter of the book of Acts, while Peter and those others were there in the upper room, Peter said to them that it was necessary to choose someone to take Judas's place because of what the scripture said. And notice what is said in Acts chapter 1 and verse 25, that he may take the place of this ministry, talking about the one that they were going to choose, that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell. And he had to transgress the law of God before he could fall. And he had to have an experience before he could fall. Again, Jesus Christ did not give a sinner power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to cast out devils. No, he gave that to his disciples. And Judas was one of the 12 ordained by Jesus Christ. But he became covetous, he became a thief, he became a betrayer. and by transgression he fell, and he was not reclaimed. One preacher is quoted as saying that if Judas was ever saved, he's in heaven now. Absolutely not. He committed suicide. He killed himself. How in the world could a person be a child of God and go to heaven after having done such a thing as betraying Christ and then committing suicide? Judas had regret, but he didn't have godly sorrow. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians 7 and 10. Peter also denied Christ, yes, but Peter repented with godly sorrow, and he was forgiven. And that's the difference between Judas and Peter. Judas did not repent with godly sorrow, but Peter did, and he found repentance. So there are some very serious lessons for us to learn from the life of Judas. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts and scriptures to our precious congregation today and make them a blessing and a benefit to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you from week to week. We do trust that it is proving to be a blessing. If so, why not write and let us know? Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. And we would invite you to be with us in our Sunday services as they are broadcast live over the internet. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6, and of course that's Eastern Time. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us when we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
I need thee, oh, I need thee. my Savior.